Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Good morning. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to talk about obsessive compulsive disorder in your school-aged child. Hello, my name is Christina Campos. I'm founder of The Impactful Parent, and every week I come on and answer one of your questions live. And if you have a question for me for next week, please submit it at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com or by messaging me on social media. And all submissions are kept anonymous. Now, today's question reads, I think my child has OCD. How can I tell if she does? And if so, how can I help my child develop more habits that are causing time and distress? Well, this is a great question, and thank you so much for submitting it. Today, we're going to talk about OCD and what it looks like in our children and how we can support our kids that have this disorder. And then stick around to the end because I'm giving you 10 tips for helping your child so that you can be a more impactful parent. So let's get started. All right, let's talk about obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD for short. Now, this is a mental health disorder when a person gets caught in a cycle of obsessive and compulsive habits. Your child might exhibit recurrent thoughts, persistent urges, and impulsive behaviors. These behaviors and thoughts might be intrusive and unwanted. Plus, you might be seeing your child with increased anxiety and distress. OCD compulsions are the repetitive behaviors you might see as a parent. This might look like hand washing all the time or touching items in unusual ways and in certain ways. Maybe arranging things over and over. Maybe your child is repeating words or phrases. Perhaps they're questioning over and over and over again, and they might be having trouble making choices and having trouble doing simple tasks that they should be able to do at their age, like getting dressed, or perhaps they're even counting items obsessively and checking if things are okay repeatedly. If any of that sounds familiar, then your child might have OCD. Why would children develop obsessive compulsive symptoms? Well, the causes of OCD are actually unknown, but doctors know that OCD is a way of coping with stress and coping with anxiety or coping with some kind of trauma. Compulsions are behaviors a child will do, trying to feel better about themselves and the situation. To the child, the rituals, these compulsions, they're comforting and they just bring in some relief. Compulsions are a way to keep the bad things from happening to them, and then it reduces their anxiety and their stress. Just keep in mind that these compulsions are not voluntary. The actions and thought that these kids are having are very involuntary. They can't control it. And keep in mind that compulsions, more often than not, are a result of certain obsessions. So let's talk about that right now. OCD obsessions are what a child seems to be obsessed about. Parents may see their children obsessed with certain fears or worries. What does this look like in your home? Well, it could look like your child being overly upset about germs or dirt or feelings of needing things absolutely clean. It could look like your child needs to have control of the situation or their environment. Some kids show obsessions with needing order and very much predictability in their lives. And other kids will get extensively worried about someone that they love, maybe getting hurt or getting sick or even dying. Obsessions vary from person to person. Therefore, OCD also looks different in every person. This is why it may be difficult to self-diagnose OCD without a medical professional. Now, overall, no matter what your child's obsession might be, kids with OCD will seem anxious. They're going to seem worried, irritable, easily frustrated, easily saddened, upset when they can't do their ritual. And often they'll seek constant reassurance from a parent that things are just okay. These feelings, these obsessions, these compulsions are exhausting for a child and the family too, or at least they can be. Now, again, the causes of OCD are unknown. However, doctors have narrowed down the probability of why somebody might get OCD down to mainly four reasons. The first one is biology. There could be a problem with a person's brain communicating correct information to other parts of the brain. Another reason why somebody might get OCD is just genetics. OCD runs in families. The third reason is it could be something that is developed and learned. That means that the person had a painful childhood experience, some kind of trauma, perhaps there was abuse or bullying. And those experiences created the OCD as a coping tool. Now, the OCD is a way for the child to feel more in control and assured that that traumatic experience they had, it won't be repeated. And then the last reason why a child might get OCD is a result of what is called PANDAs. It's pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorders associated with streptococcal, I don't even know how to say the word, infections. So basically it's an infection. It's a result of that. Either way, statistics show that one in every 40 adults and one in every 100 children in the United States has OCD. So what can parents do if they think that their child has OCD? How can you support an OCD child? Today, I'm giving you 10 things that you can do. So let's get started with that right away. All right. So if this is you, first thing, be sure not to self-diagnose OCD. Take your child to the medical professional to clarify whether or not you're actually dealing with OCD. Second, become educated about OCD and what this condition actually entails. Talk with your doctor about possible medications that could help lower your child's anxiety and if that kind of help is appropriate for your family and the situation, because usually they do put kids with OCD on some sort of medication to help. Number three, get your child into therapy. This is super important. It's probably the most important. Cognitive behavior therapy is the most popular type of talk therapy used to treat OCD, obsessions, and compulsions. The fourth thing you can do, teach your child other coping skills, maybe relaxation techniques and stress management strategies. All that's going to help them with their OCD. The fifth thing you can do, encourage and help your child get some good sleep and live a healthy lifestyle. Because yeah, diet, sleep patterns, stress management, self-care, and other healthy living strategies do affect how your child perceives the world and how well they can manage their anxiety. So these skills are not intuitive. Parents have to lead a healthy lifestyle by example and then teach their child the healthy living options that they have. Something you're going to have to teach your kids. The sixth thing you can do, understand that some kids may not let their parents know about their fears and the causes of their OCD. Some children will only feel confused and ashamed about their fears. These kids may keep their trauma to themselves. They may also hide their OCD and compulsions. These kids still need their parents' help and support, and it will be even more important for these children to get a therapist to talk to. Number seven, parents can help children with OCD by making their children's lives as predictable as possible. The predictability reduces anxiety and fears of the unknown. So the best way parents can create predictability is to provide their children with a regular, consistent, and very strong routine. The eighth thing that you can do, talk to your child about their OCD and don't accommodate everything around their illness. Give them encouragement and reassurance that many kids need to feel safe. But giving in to too many unreasonable demands may also be a disservice. So this is, again, really important to talk to your healthcare professional about where the boundaries for help versus enabling might be for your family. The ninth thing that you can do to help is find support groups in your area for OCD. There are them. Yeah. Support groups for parents and their children are available. And then lastly, number 10, discover more with the OCD Foundation. You can find out more about the OCD Foundation and about OCD with this organization that's online. I'll make sure I leave that the link down below in the show notes here. But it's https://iocdf.org. And this website is a great resource for your family. It really is. Now, thank you for watching today. If you have a question that you want to submit for me for next week, please do submit your questions by DM or by email. All the submissions are kept anonymous. Plus, if you want to become a more impactful parent, check out all that my website has to offer. I have parenting courses, family coaching, and actually right now, a free downloadable app with lots of free resources inside. So go check that out. But until next time, you got this, parents. I'm just here to help. Have a great day. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. Go to the Impactful Parent website and download the free Impactful Parent app so you don't miss a parenting tip that could help you and your family. Thanks for listening today. So go to theimpactfulparent.com and see you next episode.